Hello and welcome to Before You Buy. I'm Miriam Chouar and I'm here to talk to you today about the OnePlus 2. I got a chance to play with it on Monday in San Francisco, and it's a really, really wonderful phone. So I don't have one here. You can see my hands are bare, and that's just because, well, we got a chance to play with it for about 4 hours and didn't get a chance to take a review unit with us yet. But that's coming, and as soon as I do have one, I will be showing it to you. In the meantime, you can check out some of the photos and videos that I shot for Pocket Now and Mobile Geeks yesterday. So the OnePlus 2, hopefully you're familiar with OnePlus One. It was launched by a company out of Taiwan last year, OnePlus, as kind of a flagship killer. And you know, it had pretty awesome specs and the price point was really great, in the $300 range. And so this is a kind of a follow-up to this phone. It's not a revolution by any means. It's definitely an evolution built on the OnePlus One and called the OnePlus 2. So let me walk you through some of the specs and some of the key features of this phone. It's pretty awesome. They've managed to maintain the kind of flagship killer, and I put this in air quotes because, you know, it really isn't a flagship killer. It is in the sense that the price is really quite affordable and you get flagship-like features, but it's not quite there yet. So let's start with the display. It's still a 5.5-inch display, and it's still a 1080p display, and it's a bit of a surprise for a flagship, but the reason for that is cost, right? They didn't want to compromise on things like brightness and readability in daylight. They didn't want to compromise on color quality, so they chose a 1080p instead of a quad HD display because it just made more sense for what they were doing. So it's an in-cell display. That means the touch surface is built into the glass, and it's not an extra layer. And it's an IPS panel as far as I could tell. It is absolutely gorgeous. The display is definitely beautiful. What else is an evolution? The camera. The original OnePlus One had a 13 megapixel camera without optical image stabilization. And guess what? The OnePlus 2 adds OIS, which is an absolutely essential part of the camera experience today. So it's still 13 megapixel. It adds laser autofocus as well, just like the LG G4. And it's an f over 2.0 aperture, so it's a very good for low light, theoretically. So the hardware elements are all in place for a really good camera experience on OnePlus 2. I got to play with the camera. There are some sample photos on Mobile Geeks. You can check it out. I'm not very excited yet about the camera because the software part, because a good camera is always part hardware and part software, the software part is not quite there yet. There's no manual controls yet. There is no RAW support, although the company says it's coming very soon, which means you have to rely on third-party cameras to really get the best out of that hardware. And frankly, right now, there's really no third-party app that is good enough. Manual camera, an Android app that's really one of the better third-party cameras, is decent, but it doesn't let you do, for example, exposures past half a second. So I want to see G4 levels of software from OnePlus, and that is an area they need to improve. But the hardware this time supports potentially a great camera experience. Other two other things that really I felt were pretty significant about this new phone is there's a fingerprint reader. And you're gonna say, well, big deal. You know, the Galaxy S6 has a fingerprint reader. The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus have fingerprint readers. And so this, just like on these other phones, is a, you know, put your finger down. You don't have to swipe or anything. Just tap it, hold it. And here's the cool thing about it. What really impressed me is the Galaxy S6 for me is very inaccurate. Half the time, I don't get a good read, and it's very frustrating to the point where I've now turned it off. On the iPhone, it's extremely reliable. However, it's a little time-consuming. There's a bit of that delay, that little nag every time you put your finger on the sensor. There's none of this here. This is fast and accurate, and I was really impressed. This is the first fingerprint scanner I've used that I felt was really baked 100%. And it didn't matter what angle I used for my finger too, which was really, really impressive. The other thing that is kind of a new feature that we've never seen on any phones before is a slider on the side. So it's on this side of the phone, the left side if the display is facing you. And this slider lets you select the notification level in Android. And it's basically either no notifications, priority only, or all notifications. You're probably familiar if you use the Nexus when you use the slider volume. You have these three options, but you actually have to tap the volume slider, rocker and then pick one of these. No notifications, priority only, or all. This lets you do this right by feel on the side of the phone. It's really great. It's going to let us control how many notifications we get to our phones and how. And that's great. I want all Android phones to have that functionality. Other interesting little tidbits. It's now a metal frame around the phone with an interchangeable back cover. The original OnePlus One had a kind of a back that was changeable, but the back covered the sides of the phone a bit. And there was a bezel around the screen that was chrome fake metal. But on this new phone, the edge, the entire edge of the phone, is very much like a Galaxy Note 4. It's all metal with the little embedded antenna plastic pieces machined in there. It's gorgeous. It's beautifully made. And there's still interchangeable covers. One of the things to keep in mind is even though you can pop the back cover, there is no removable battery, no micro SD card slot. But this year, the OnePlus 2 is dual SIM. There's two nano SIMs on a little slider tray in the back of the phone that you can access. So that's the only thing you can access, two nano SIMs, no micro SD, no removable battery. Another little negative, since we're talking about the back cover, is that it doesn't have Qi wireless charging. There's not going to even be an optional cover for Qi wireless charging. And also, it doesn't seem to support fast charge, at least not officially. The last thing is, and this is a bone of contention, I need to verify this with some of my colleagues in the journalism world, apparently there's no NFC. I didn't even catch this because I didn't believe for a second that somebody would make a phone at the flagship level today without NFC. So the verdict is still doubt. Apparently, officially, it doesn't have it, but I did see two contacts in the back of the phone under the cover, and I'm wondering if these two contacts might support NFC. I know they're not for wireless charging, but so these are some of the things to keep in mind. The last thing I want to just mention, which is really cool, is that it has one of the first few phones, new phones, with USB Type-C as a connector. This is a connector that's very similar in size and shape to the Lightning connector that's used on iPhones. And you can plug it in either direction, and it's full USB. It's a new standard that's now used on the new MacBook, on the new Pixel Chromebook from Google, and on a few other devices like the Nokia N1 tablet. So this is going to be the future of connectors. Google has already said they want to do this on the next generation Nexus as well. So this was very interesting to see the first one of the first phones I played with that functionality. Now, quickly, a few more specs before we wrap this up. You're probably wondering about processor and things like that. Since we're still talking about battery and other related things in the back of the phone, the battery is huge. It's 3,300 milliamp hours. This should last for really quite a long time. And so chips, nothing really too spectacular. It is using Qualcomm's Snapdragon 810, which is the latest octa-core chipset from Qualcomm. This is a big little implementation, four large cores and four small cores. It has been a contentious chipset because on the HTC One M9, it gets very hot and battery life is not always the best, especially when playing games and stuff. OnePlus One has clocked this chip at 1.8 gigahertz and has said that it worked closely with Qualcomm to optimize heat and battery life issues. So it's like a version 2.1, basically, of this processor, and it supposedly remedies some of the issues that we've encountered with this in the past. And finally, this is paired with 4 gigabytes. Yes, I said 4 gigabytes of RAM, which is pretty incredible. Now, this wouldn't be complete if I didn't say pricing, right? I mean, the OnePlus One last year and now the OnePlus 2 are all about being quote-unquote flagship killers, and a lot of that comes down to not just the specs, but the features and the price. And so we've talked about the specs and features, but the price is really impressive. So this beautiful phone, as I described it, is $389, unlocked, dual SIM, with 64 gigs of built-in storage. Now remember, no micro SD card support here, but 64 gigs built-in. And then this is going to be available August 11th by invitation only, typical of OnePlus. They start building them slowly so they don't have to stock too many parts, and eventually over time they send out more invites. So if you're lucky enough to get an invite on August 11th, you can buy the phone then. A few months or weeks later, we're not sure, later, There will be a $329 version with only 16 gigabytes of storage. And remember, no micro SD. So I'm not sure you want a phone like, you know, the base iPhone as well is like that. That's only 16 gigabytes of storage. You'll run out of that in no time. So that's in a nutshell what the OnePlus 2 is about. I honestly was pretty satisfied and impressed with this phone for the money. My only major gripes are basically the camera software. There's a lot of unknown there. The hardware is ready to go, but will the software live up to it? I don't feel like OnePlus lived up to that software-wise on the previous camera on the OnePlus 1, so I really hope they can remedy this on the OnePlus 2. The second big thing for me that's a gripe is no wireless charging. And from what I hear, no NFC. If that is true, that is the most insane thing I have ever heard about a flagship phone. So let's find out. Quote-unquote developing dot dot dot. I'll let you know as soon as I hear more, and I will definitely tell you more when I get a review unit to play with. I'm scheduled to get one at some point soon. So that's my impression of my time with the OnePlus 2 this past Monday. And stay tuned for a review here on Before You Buy. Right now, tentatively, I would say this is going to be a buy. But, you know, until we give it the full Before You Buy treatment, we really can't steer you in the right direction 100%. So stay tuned for a review soon. And again, this is Miriam with Before You Buy. And this was our little overview of the OnePlus 2.